BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 13 through 19. Spirit and mind. Prayer, song, praise, and thanksgiving are presented to God personally and congregationally. Prayer is often defined as a formal request, a petition, but simply communion with God. A prayer can be written by someone else. For example, we pray the Lord's Prayer as recorded by the Gospel writers, like Luke chapter 11, verses 2 through 4. We also pray with our mind and heart, as Jesus did during the Last Supper, John chapter 17. A song has melody and merit. Praise may or may not have melody and merit. Jesus and the apostles sang a traditional Jewish hymn during the Lord's Supper. Matthew chapter 26, verse 30, and Mark chapter 14, 26 record this. Thanksgiving is gratitude expressed exclusively to God. So prayer, song, praise, and thanksgiving can be given from our mind with understandable words through our physical tongue, and from our spirit with unperceivable words through the same physical tongue. Verses 13 through 14 of 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Apostle Paul tells the Corinthian congregation when it is proper to use each. When we are before the congregation, we should edify the mind with perceivable language. The minds of all present should understand what is said. When we are alone, we can pray in tongue, even though our mind does not understand. Verses 15 through 17. Apostle Paul spoke tongues in private and thank God for it. I have done so too. When you are alone and want to praise and thank God, but have no words or lack perceivable language to express your thankfulness and praise, rather than ramble on with repetitive words as the pagans do in Matthew 6:7-8, Jesus says that, pray and or sing a praise and thanksgiving with your spirit by the use of tongues, if you have that gift. God looks at the heart and sees your offering that comes from the Spirit and accepts it.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.